like a textbook case of what not to do when you're implementing new technology. You have to listen to people who are actually going to be using it.
Absolutely. And it seems like that lack of inclusion, that feeling of being left out of the decision-making process,
right,
that becomes a recurring theme in these blog posts.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just the tech stuff, too. It ties into this whole power dynamic between the National Board and the National Council.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you have the National Council, which is supposed to be like the voice of the membership.
Okay.
They're made up of delegates from all over the country.
Got it. So they're representing the grassroots.
Right. And then you have the National Board, and they're kind of like the stewards between those big council meetings.
Okay, so they're supposed to be like the caretakers of the organization, making sure everything runs smoothly between those big decision-making moments.
Right.
In theory, it sounds like a system of checks and balances, right?
Yeah, on paper, it sounds great.
But what happened?
Well, she's saying that the National Board started making a lot of these major decisions.
Like what kind of decisions?
Especially things like dues increases.
Ooh, that's always a touchy subject.
Yeah, and they were doing it without really consulting the National Council or the wider membership.
So bypassing the whole grassroots democratic process?
Yeah, and that did not sit well with a lot of people.
Especially when you consider that those dues increases were happening while they were also spending all this money on this dysfunctional software.
Right. It's like they weren't listening to the concerns about the finances at all.
No wonder people felt ignored or even silenced.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about the money either.
Okay. What else was it about?
It was about this feeling that the democratic process was being undermined.
Right. Because the Girl Scouts are supposed to be about empowering girls and women, giving them a voice, teaching them how to lead.
Right.
So if their own internal governance is not reflecting those values,
right,
that's a big problem.
Yeah. And she mentions this specific council, the Farthest North Council.
Okay.
They actually sued the Girl Scouts of the USA over those dues.
Wow. So they took legal action.
Yeah, they were that upset.
That's a pretty clear sign that something was seriously wrong.
Yeah. And it just shows how frustrated people were and how they felt like the system was broken.
Yeah, it sounds like they felt like they had no other recourse.
Right. And it all ties back to this theme of inclusion, or rather, the lack of it.
So we've got this tension between national and local control.
Right.
A major tech flop, and a sense that the volunteers are being left out of the loop.
Yeah. Not exactly the recipe for a happy, healthy organization.
Not at all.
Oh.
The Girl Scouts are really about empowering girls and women.
Absolutely.
To, like, make a difference.
Yeah.
But that empowerment, you know, it has to extend to the volunteers, too.
Yes.
The people who are making it all happen.
Right. And she contrasts that positive example with what she experienced at the 2020 National Council session.
Ooh, interesting.
You know, you'd think that that would be like the ultimate display of grassroots democracy in action.
Yeah, you've got all the delegates from all over the country coming together to like decide the future of the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty empowering.
Yeah, in theory.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, she describes it as like a virtual hot mess.
A virtual hot mess.
Yeah.
Okay, not the ideal image of like a well-oiled democratic machine.
Not at all.
What went wrong?
Well, there were all these technical glitches and just like procedural maneuvering.
Uh-oh.
And she felt like they were trying to control the narrative.
Instead of like having genuine dialogue.
Right. And remember those dues increases?
Oh, yeah. The ones that caused all that trouble.
Yeah. Well, the discussions about them at the session were,
let me guess, not very transparent.
Not really.
Okay, so it wasn't just a tech issue. It was like a deeper problem with how decisions were being made or not made.
Not at all. And it just reinforces this feeling that volunteers' voices aren't being heard.
Right, like they're being shut out of the process.
Yeah, and it wasn't just at the session either.
Okay.
She talks about sending like strongly worded letters to the National Board.
Oh, about what?
You know, outlining all her concerns about the finances.
Yeah.
The volunteer toolkit, all of it.
Yeah.
And nothing.
They didn't respond.
Nope. Crickets.
Wow. That's like sending a message into a black hole.
I know. And it's so disheartening because, you know, she's put in all this time and effort.
Right. She cares about this organization.
Yeah.
And they're just ignoring her.
It's like she's that little guy shouting into the void.
Yeah. Hoping someone will hear.
But nobody does.
It makes you wonder about accountability, right?
Yeah. Who are they accountable to if not the volunteers?